Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
Sudfeld is swallowed up, and the offensive line for the Eagles still having a tough go as Caleb Brantley got through for the sack.
Well, we thought it was a chance to get our football team a little bit better, and we like Anthony. We did a lot of great things for this organization, but at the end of the day, we thought Caleb adds a little bit more to the defensive line room. We got a good chance to take a look at him, and we had good grades on him when he came out, and we decided to make the move.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are in the mobile podcast studio, also known as my car, because it's hot as hell outside. Tandler's here. Tandler, say what's up.
Hi, Tandler.
Tandler not only is here, but we are parked in my car with no intention to drive anywhere, and Tandler still proceeded to buckle his seatbelt.
I'm buckled up for some hot takes in this podcast,
man. Let's do it. Pete is in the back. Pete, what's up, dude?
Hey, JP. Hey, Rich. I'm not as safe as Rich is. I'm unbuckled.
I too, am unbuckled. I'm unbuckled. All right, news of the day. Before we get to that, we want to thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia, and specifically the folks at Orsman Chantilly Kia. Go buy a Kia from Orsman. Remember when, who's the dude that jumped over the Kia in the dunk contest?
Blake Griffin jumped
over a Kia, so you should go buy one.
That's still the official car of the NBA, I think. At least it was at the time.
I don't know the answer to that, Tandler. But cool, Tandler is taking a selfie right now. What are you doing?
I'm going to send it to Pete to put on the
let's go
on the Instagram.
Look at that. All right, plug the Instagram.
Pro Pod Tandler.
Instagram, we went over 1,000 followers on the Instagram, and we appreciate it. At Redskins Talk Pod on Instagram. And Pete, we haven't tell people how to leave a review.
So you do not just go to the Redskins Talk podcast on the podcast app. You actually have to
search. This is only on Apple, so I'm sorry for everybody that listens on non-Apple devices.
Right, you can just tweet us if you're non-Apple. But to find it, you search Redskins Talk, and then there is a leave a review option. So you have to search it first. That is the key step, and then you can leave your 5-star review and say how much you enjoy the podcast.
All right, and
it will take about 24 hours to pop up, so don't worry, it will be there eventually.
We need more reviews. We need more Instagram followers. We need it all. We're very needy. Tandler is very needy.
Yeah, you guys are needy with the podcast stuff, so we want some. We're needy in return.
You know, Tandler's always, you know, quid pro quo, Tandler.
Exactly. We're good to you. You need to be good to us.
Indeed. And ambassadors are still rolling in. We love it. Keep them coming. They all go up on the Instagram page. They've been funny. The dude from Wallace, North Carolina, with a PBR golf bag legitimately
that
made me
excellent.
Laugh.
How about the guy who edited that video?
That video is unbelievable.
Like, better than anything I've ever edited in my entire life.
Yeah, that guy was awesome. And the kickflip on the skateboard while chugging a beer.
And
all of it.
Slamming the beer on
incredible.
The ground was cool.
And so everybody knows, September 23rd, Packers game. Week 3 is going to be the Redskins Talk Podcast tailgate. It's going to be a big one. You better be there or
be
more of a square than Pete.
Are you doing burgers again? Didn't you kind of do that last year and then Chef Mel took over?
Well, like we've learned with our podcast, sales and marketing are involved now. So I don't know who's cooking. Okay. I don't know. I think it's going to be much more legit than me and Chef Mel on a Weber grill.
Weber, yes. Right.
Chef Mel's a fantastic cook as chef.
He's legit.
He is very legit.
Most of the rest of the setup was not.
He's honestly doing us a favor when he comes and does that stuff, because normally he's doing, like, high-end catering events. But I think this one, We still are in charge of hanging out, talking to people, doing TV, doing all that. But, like, I believe this thing is sponsored by a specific food company now. Let me get some more information. All you need to know is you need to be there September 23rd, tailgate against the Packers. All right. News of the day. Finally, let's get to this shit. Redskins cut Anthony Lanier, who was kind of a fan favorite. He had 5 sacks last season. He was an undrafted guy in 2016 that had emerged. To replace him, the Redskins signed Caleb Brantley, who was drafted by the Browns last year. He was a 6th-round pick in 2017. The Browns released him. So there's a lot to unpack. I'm just going to give kind of the profile on Brantley. I don't want to say a big-time prospect, but he was expected to
I'd call him a big-time prospect.
He was expected to be a 2nd-round pick, maybe even a 1st-round pick, out of the University of Florida in 2017. He left early after his junior year. Big guy, I think about 6'3", 300 pounds, capable of getting to the quarterback from the interior D-line. And I think he's going to be able to do a little bit more against the run than Lanier could. That was not a strength for Anthony Lanier.
I think that's probably the main reason for making the switch of these two players.
Right. So, but let's full disclosure, Brantley was supposed to be a high-round draft pick, got arrested
Two weeks before the draft.
2 weeks before the draft. Altercation at a bar involving a woman. Everything was dropped. All the charges were dropped. But none of that happened until after the draft. And I think his draft slide was really primarily due to that. There's some talk about maybe he had bad workouts. I don't know. But he talked about it today. He talked about the draft slide. Do you have those quotes? Wino sent us the quotes.
Yeah.
Read what he said about that.
Okay, Tim, you're going to have to edit this as I find the exact quote.
No edits. Just go.
So he talked about meeting with the Redskins.
Pete is so dumb. He said something very specific. All right, Taylor, give us your Caleb Brantley reaction.
Well, you know, he lost a lot of money. And this came, like, 2 weeks before the draft, this came up, this incident occurred. 2 weeks after the draft, the charges were dropped. It was a misdemeanor assault charge. It was dropped. There evidently was some video from the incident that involved a woman getting knocked unconscious.
Can I say what he said that Pete somehow couldn't find?
Yes.
He said, "I don't really care because no matter what I say, people are going to think what they think. Obviously, everything happened how it happened. Everything came to light that came to light, but nobody cares about that. It is what it is. I'm just here to play ball." And basically what he's saying is that it was proven that he wasn't a part of it, and all the charges got dropped and the case was dismissed, but still he now has this.
Not until he lost millions
right,
of dollars.
Millions of 2nd round to 6th round is a right. lot of money. Sorry, I interrupted you.
But yeah, I mean, if he's, you know, assuming he's motivated by this, but you know, I mean, that's all okay. That kind of explains the draft, but what explains getting dropped by the
Cleveland Browns? Exactly.
Now they did have a good. First of all, they had a ton of draft picks. I'll have to look and see how many were on the defensive line and who they kept instead of him. But they did have a very good run defense last year. Like, I believe it was top 10, maybe top 5 in the league. So, you know, he was part of that. He played in 12 games, started 1. So
2 sacks, fumble recovery.
Yeah, a couple sacks, yep. So he made a few plays in some pretty limited playing time.
And to me, this move is very clearly about upside. Anthony Lanier was a capable pass rusher in nickel situations. We all know that. 5 sacks last year. Had 1 in preseason this year. But you couldn't get much more than that out of Lanier because you couldn't really have him on the field in run situations. I don't know what else happened.
You know, well, I think
he's got the hip flexor.
He was activated about midseason. He was inactive the first 7
sure.
games, I
yep.
think. And then some injuries started to hit with Allen going out. Terrell McClain went out. So, you know, and Ioannidis was hurt, so they had to bring him up. But he can't play half the snaps because of, I think, you know, because they can run.
You can't have him in base.
Right.
You can't have him in goal. There's not a lot of packages for Anthony Lanier.
Right. But, if you're in a situation where you have to use him in base, you're going to get run on.
I think I just saw Caleb Brantley get on the Embassy Suite shuttle bus.
Yep, along with the quarterback they signed today. But about that package stuff, I get that. But then you have guys like Josh Harvey-Clemens, who's a very specific player, too. So why Why can they have a linebacker who's only in on certain spots but not a pass rush specialist?
Well, they kept five linebackers. You have more options. Josh Harvey Clemens can play on special teams.
Okay.
There's just more variety to what he can do. He backs up Zach Brown. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wonder about the injury with Lanier. The Redskins waived him designated as injured, which likely means he's going to get some cash out of the deal.
A couple weeks.
I think it was a hip flexor situation. I would guess Lanier lands on a roster, don't you think?
I would think so. Somebody at least give him a shot. And, you know,
he can get to the quarterback. And, right.
Yeah. You know, he might be better off as a 4-3 D end.
Right. Well, and we don't have the quotes exactly, but Gruden made it clear that Brantley was a guy the Redskins were looking at out of the draft, and then everything happened, and maybe they had to take him off their board. Who knows? Because if they wanted him in 17, by the time he falls to the sixth round, you could have had him.
Yeah.
Brantley remembers meeting with the Redskins and said he thought this was a place he was going to end up at after the draft. So
look, Pete finally found the quote.
I found a quote. There you go.
Here's what I think is the best opportunity for Caleb Brantley is that he gets to work with Jim Tomsula. And if there are questions about motivation, Jim Tom will probably figure it out pretty quick. And if here's what the Skins have in Ioannidis Settle, Payne, and John Allen. Very hardworking, tough,
serious dudes.
And Ziggy Hood as well, but Ziggy Hood's the veteran. Yeah. If Brantley doesn't get in line with that, I'm guessing Brantley won't be around very long.
Right.
Because Stacey McGee could come off. I mean, they still have Stacey McGee floating around.
In eight weeks.
Yeah. So, I think I was definitely surprised Lanier got cut when I heard it.
Yeah.
He just performed at Jay Gruden's karaoke concert.
Two nights ago.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny after his performance, and Lanier was kind of dancing it up. You know, he sang Return of the Mac, if you know the song. And afterwards, so it was Gruden, Cooley, and Alex Smith have to, like, give their comments before they... You know, I think it was on a scale of 1 to 10. They got to say, oh, you know, 1, 2, 6, whatever. And Gruden's like, funny to see you dancing like that when you can't practice with a hip flexor. And it was just a little nothing joke. I do not take anything from it, but it's just kind of crazy. Go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah, well, just to note, dancing and actually playing football are two quite different levels of strain on your hip.
I agree. I can dance, but my football playing abilities aren't too – I don't know how good of a dancer I am either. All right, so we'll wrap this up. Scale of 1 to 10, Lanier surprise.
Lanier surprise, at least an 8. I'd heard he was on the bubble.
His spot was not as secure as I think a lot of folks expected. Right. He was always the 6th D lineman, and
number
I think
six, yeah.
He was 6 out of 6. And if there was a situation where...
Well, if McGee hadn't been in.
That's what I'm saying. If McGee was coming back, I don't know how it would have looked for Anthony. Well, I guess it would have looked like this.
Yeah, he would have been gone, but nobody would have been taking his place. It would have been McGee.
8 seems high, though.
On surprise?
I guess not.
I thought once he made it through, you know, I figured, and then especially yesterday, but he was a waiver. Brantley was a waiver claim. He was not signed by the Redskins. He was claimed on waivers.
Well, and wasn't there another player they put in that they lost?
Some Ravens guy, I forget.
Another D lineman.
But I think the Browns got him.
Yeah, so they
were clearly targeting
somebody
D-line
to replace him.
I'm at like a 7 just because they put in a lot of effort in developing Lanier, and it looked like maybe he could take that step forward. But yeah, I guess just his run deficiencies were too much to overlook, especially for a team very keyed in on improving that run defense.
And he's a good dude. I texted with him after the move, and he told me he still has lots of love for the Redskins organization. I think he recognized. They found him, kind of developed
him,
to Pete's point. And I believe, I don't know this, but I believe Lanier and Doug Williams had a pretty good, like, personal relationship. I imagine this one's tough for, you know, hell, it's an ugly business, though, dude.
Yep.
It's the reality.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about the quarterback? They're bringing this quarterback in just because Colt's thumb. And Colt was practicing. He seems fine. But they don't want him throwing a million throws.
But, man, I think they should have a practice squad quarterback. I don't understand that, you know. They brought in
fun.
A couple of guys like this guy last year.
But
do they want this
from.
Guy? I don't know, you know, do you want somebody who, you know, could actually, if there was an injury, God forbid, somebody go, you know, Colt or Alex goes out for the season, that could be your number two quarterback.
I think... No.
Why not get a guy? I know this guy isn't it, but I'm wondering kind of bigger picture. Why bring in somebody like this? Why not just find somebody? I think I want to say there were 34 quarterbacks cut
on Saturday.
Yeah, like an EJ Manuel or somebody. Yeah, find I mean, you'd have to put him on the roster.
I don't know if he has,
yeah, you want a practice squad guy, but at least.
But somebody like that.
Like somebody, I mean, this guy was with the Chargers a little bit in the preseason.
Are all the McCown brothers spoken for? If something happens, I bet a McCown lands.
There's somebody you can call, but I think you're better off with somebody who's been with you, been
or
practicing with
they
you.
Like this guy, and they're like, what the hell? Let's see if this kid has anything.
I started 5 games at Texas Tech.
How air it out down like there. Him? Well, Mahomes was Alex's backup, so maybe this guy was Mahomes' backup, and the law of...
You're stretching, pal.
I was kidding.
You're stretching.
I was joking. I'm not going to pretend to have a lot of file on...
We haven't even said his name yet. Nick Szymanek. That's why Taylor buckled up for this part of the podcast.
I still don't understand why your seatbelt is on.
I don't know. I just...
You're comfortable. I'm comfortable. You're comfortable. All right. Don't forget to go check out the good folks at Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Go buy a Kia. They make nice cars.
A Sorento.
They do.
Yeah, those Kias are legit.
They've improved dramatically.
Yeah. Dude, you get like crazy warranties if you buy a Kia.
It's crazy warranties, and you get a lot for your money.
Well, and at Oarsman, you get the Oarsman Lifetime Edge. So,
which even adds more to
that's a
to
crazy
the
warranty stuffed, on top of it. Yeah, it's a double stuffed Oreo warranty.
Warranty.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I feel like we covered everything yesterday. We went long yesterday. The news today is Lanier's out, Brantley's in.
You just want to give folks a preview of the schedule of the week ahead and how they're preparing?
Sure. So, Skins practice Sunday and Monday. They're going to be off Tuesday, then Wednesday, Thursday. Friday's a travel day to Arizona.
No, well, they're going to practice. They're going to have their usual Friday practice.
But it's closed
in
to
the
us.
Morning, but it's closed to us.
Tandler, you want to know a secret Redskins Talk podcast? Rich Tandler and I are going to go to the Grand Canyon on Saturday morning.
Oh, yep. Yeah. So many Instagram stories.
Pretty excited about it. Have you ever been?
I've never been.
Can you post a story of the river at the bottom so I can actually
see
it?
There is a river at the bottom, Pete.
Please send me a video.
It's so big, I don't know that you get to see the river without like climbing down there.
It's grand.
I've been once as a kid, and it was... I was awestruck. Like, it is that cool. It is... It's grand.
It's grand. There's no other name for it. But so it's grand.
I'm excited to see it as an adult, and like as much as I am as an adult, and like kind of
to the extent that
quasi adult.
Right. That is true.
Right, and kind of like see if it seemed that big because I was a kid, or if it is that big.
I think it's just large.
Yeah,
but yeah. So we're gonna go out. Yeah, we're gonna go do that on Saturday. We might even do a podcast on the way.
That'd be sick to do an on-site.
We should be riding with some other fellow Redskins riders.
I mean, outside of just doing a Grand Canyon podcast, what are we going to talk about? Because the game's the next day and everything will expire pretty quick.
Should definitely do a Grand Canyon podcast.
Go get it out.
All right.
We'll discuss this later.
Pete, get ready.
Cool.
So Wednesday, we're going to have the prediction pod some point this week.
We have a big announcement
on
Wednesday.
Because we can't do one on Friday, so we might as well do one on Saturday.
All right, we'll figure it out. Maybe the prediction pod comes out Friday. That might be the move.
That's a good idea.
Could be.
Because Wednesday you have to do your predictions and over-unders for the game.
Yeah, well, and I want to do the full season over-unders. Okay. So Bovada set...
Juicy.
Bovada set over-unders for every Redskins player. What do you think... And don't pick your answer, because we're teasing this. What do you think Alex Smith's passing yards over-under total is?
3,750.
I'm going to say 3,950.
3,800.
Damn it.
So Pete would have lost, Tandler would have won, Price is Right style. It's kind of crazy, man. Kirk threw for 4,000 three straight years. Even the year it was Robert, Colt, and Kirk all starting in Gruden's offense, I think that combined still got to 4,000.
I don't know.
I would ask Pete to look it up, but he's
he's incompetent.
There's no chance he can look that up in like a minute or two.
I keep talking and I will definitely find it.
So we're going to run through all those. We'll do over-unders. And I guess we got to set over-unders for this weekend. Week one is really hard because you have no file on what anybody's going
to
do.
Yeah, to make it harder.
Peterson is
we're definitely doing Adrian. So we're going to do Alex Smith pass yards, Adrian Peterson rush yards. And, hell, you can start sending them in now. We need a listener-submitted wild card over-under. You can set it. It could be Zach Brown tackles. It could be, you know, type of sneakers Jay Gruden wears. I don't know how to make that. Takeaways, yeah.
That team had 4,047 passing yards.
So I was correct.
You were.
Let's go, JP. Suck it, Chandler.
It's almost like I had written about that once before and remembered.
It was uncertain.
You write so much, though, it's hard to keep track of.
I know. I'm just a writing machine.
That's right. They were behind, like, constantly.
Yeah, they were terrible. They were 4-12.
Yep.
Anything else? Jay Gruden took a pretty not so subtle shot. I asked Jay Gruden about. Jay Gruden's been talking about starting fast. I kind of asked him.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to talk about that, but what does that mean? Like, what are you telling guys right now? And he's like, well, the biggest key is no interceptions in the red zone. I was like, all right.
Okay.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah, no, actually, I wrote this morning, Monday morning. My need to know was about. The big problem in these opening games under Gruden has been turnovers. They have 10 turnovers.
That's what he said. That's exactly what he said.
10 turnovers in 4 games. Real quick, let me get that.
I read the story, so I remember.
3 years, Kirk Cousins was a starter. Openers were 6% of his games, and he threw 15% of his interceptions
in those games.
Season openers.
How many picks overall for Kirk in season openers?
5.
Damn. 5
picks in 3 games.
That ain't good.
Nope. And in the one where he only had one last year against the Eagles,
he lost
a fumble.
Yeah.
And they turned it over a total 4 times.
Well, Crowder lost.
One, right. I can't remember what the other one was.
All right. Don't turn the ball over. And maybe they break this streak.
It's officially game week.
It's game week, Taylor. You ready? I'm ready for this.
I'm glad. I like talking about the roster minutia. I don't really like talking about preseason games, but now we're talking about
actual football.
Big picture, big things, big games.
And look, if you don't want to hear what I'm going to say next, hang up now. How about a big win for my Terps? After everything that program's been through to beat Texas, Taylor, that's
good.
The kids on that team deserve that.
They did. They absolutely did. They have nothing to do with the tragedy that happened.
Right.
Are you still in denial?
And they're honoring the kid. The player, the other players are honoring McNair that passed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're doing it right.
And doesn't seem like the, I don't know. I guess the team kind of has to.
I wish so
organization.
Much that App State had beaten Penn State on so many levels.
Yes.
You guys know Appalachian State is like one of my favorite teams. When I lived in North Carolina, Boone was like the big city to us. We were in the next county over. I love App State. Go Ears, and I hate Penn State. So that was like such a perfect combination of events for me.
They scored too quick at the end.
You always got to score when you get.
I know, but it's just right. It was just the way it worked out.
That's our college football wrap up.
Okay, that's good.
Appalachian State Talk.
Yeah,
is the name of our podcast.
Pete, you have anything to add, dude? Hold on. I actually wanted to bring something up.
Oh, God. I don't like this at all.
So Pete
got really excited.
It's a really well-organized podcast.
Pete yesterday, I was listening to today's podcast to see how bad Pete handled the mics. That's why we're recording on a phone today, because Taylor was loud and clear all the time, but me and Kyme could hardly ever hear. So Pete, when we were talking about biggest roster surprise, Pete said Capri Bibbs. Pete said he'd be shocked if Bibbs makes it back. And we both were like, you'll be shocked? And he's like, what? I can't have an opinion on Capri Bibbs? We're like, I will not be shocked if Capri Bibbs makes it back to the practice squad.
Well, guess what? I also said that on Redskins 100, and I watched the rerun yesterday. I was like, Capri Bibbs will be on an NFL roster somewhere.
Capri Bibbs wasn't on an NFL roster all year until Thanksgiving. And he cleared waivers, no problem.
That take became freezing cold real fast.
This isn't even so much about making fun of Pete, which is always enjoyable.
Right.
But I think fans, the greater fans, need to understand that in the NFL, whether it's right or wrong, guys like Capri Bibbs are viewed as replaceable.
I hate to say it, but a dime a dozen.
Right. Like, I'm not saying he's a good kid and a good story, and I think he's a good football player. But there are guys like that that you can go sign.
Yeah.
Samaje Perine, there aren't guys like that. So, Pete?
Glad you got that in, JP.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't forget that. And you did a terrible job with the mics. So, Mitch, we need you back.
Yeah.
Now we're back to recording on a phone. And
there's no way the mics are my fault.
Yo, it's just, well, you did them, and it didn't work. So, whose fault is that?
It sounds like a straight line.
Yeah. Taylor, whose fault do you think the mics were?
Pete!
Pete, whose fault do you think the mics were?
Probably mine, but I listened to it editing and it sounded fine. I always make sure the levels are up.
Well, it sounded like shit on the pod.
Okay. Well, Tim's back in control today.
All right.
Taylor throws so much heat.
He's not even wearing his baller shades and he's still throwing.
Yeah, where are your shades, RT?
They're in my car. I didn't need them. I only need them when we're outside.
We're outside.
Well, not. I got my seatbelt on and the sunbelt.
I can't believe you have your seatbelt on.
All right. So we're fine.
Do you want to take us out today? Yesterday you didn't.
Sure. Hey, leave reviews. Don't forget about the tailgate coming up. And just thanks a bunch for listening. It's really been...
And the good folks at Oarsman Chantilly Kia.
Oarsman Chantilly.
Go buy a Sportage. I think that's a Kia. Kia Sportage.
Yeah.
It's the little SUV joint, right?
Definitely. It's
there. Yeah. I see a lot of Kia Sportages when I drop my daughter off at nursery school. So...
Good kid
take,
car, I guess.
Take that. Yeah, it's good kid car. All right, thank you for listening, Pete. Say something.
Okay,
that's
adios.
Good. Thanks.
See you, folks.
All right, you made it this far. We owe you beers.